Well, good morning. The time is 9:53, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM, or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to Classical Discoveries. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Wednesday morning from 5 until 11. I am also with you now on Monday mornings from 5 until 11 for Treasures of Early Music. Well, I am here with Jabłokle Martinetyta. Once again, thank you so much for coming. It's great to have you here on WPRB. And let's go now for just a little bit about your website. If people want to find out more about you, your music, and everything else, because your website is very extensive.
Yes, I guess. Well, so it's easy. The website domain name is www, and then it's like my name, my first name, which is zibuokle.com. I know it's not easy to spell, but even if you misspell it, it will still guide you to my website. So try to misspell my name on the internet, and then you will be eventually guided to my website.
Guided to the right place.
Yeah. And the website is blue, so you will recognize it.
Yes, it is blue, and it is very extensive, and there's quite a bit of your music that you can listen to on there.
Yes, I wanted to have my music available, and of course I cannot put all my recordings on the website because of the rights, rights and recording rights. And now that a lot of pieces have been released on CDs, I also cannot place those pieces there.
Right.
So I can only place excerpts. But
right.
Some of the pieces that haven't been released, you could listen to their entirety. So that's, I think, it's a very precious opportunity for
that's
people
great.
To do
yeah.
so. Yeah.
That's great. Well, I thought, you know, there will also be, just to let people know, that there will be a link to your website from the playlist for today's show on my website.
That's
and
wonderful.
And that is www.classicaldiscoveries.org.
That's easy.
that one's easy, and then we'll just leave that alone for now. Well, let's go now to another one of your works. But before we do that, why don't you share with us just a bit as to what is coming up for you in the future? Are there any works you are writing as we speak? And anything coming up in terms of performances and other things? Why don't you share with us a bit of your future, about your future?
So as we speak, I'm working on two pieces, and those are commissions from Lithuania, both of those commissions. And one is for a cello and a chamber orchestra, and another one is for a symphony orchestra.
Oh.
So it's a kind of larger pieces with more notes. As whenever I tell my composer friends I'm writing orchestral piece, they said, oh my gosh, so many notes again. Because chamber music could be a little bit with less, you know, less involved. Although it depends on the style of music, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So those are, one of them, this cello and chamber orchestra piece is called Sielun Maisema, which is Finnish word for a soul landscape.
Mm-hmm.
So it's once again this kind of trying to find a musical landscape of the thing or of the country that I miss so much, which in my case is Lithuania.
Yeah.
But it's not so much about the country even, but it's about a mm-hmm. place that you can... It's a place inside yourself that you can never go to for whatever
reason, or never
can stay there. You can sometimes go there, but there's not. You are always, you feel like you are far away. So it's a kind of musical description of that magical and mystical place. But on the other hand, it's my take on the four seasons. So it is a four-season structure. So there's a winter, there's a spring, and a summer, and autumn.
Right.
And the cello is a soloist.
Right, right. So I have a feeling it sounds nothing like Vivaldi. Probably not, but maybe a little
because of string instruments,
there
would be.
Well, that leads me to one final thing before we hear one more piece. Very briefly, share with us how you feel your music has changed over the years. Very briefly.
Very briefly. Well, that's hard to do.
If you want to talk another, that's fine.
Well, I would say maybe at the beginning of my musical path, the music was more aggressive and full of anxiety. And then later on, it became a very different place to be, so to say. It was, if at the beginning I was expressing the way I felt, now I'm mostly expressing the way I want to feel or the way I would like people to experience.
You can hear that when I compare pieces like your earlier stuff and some of the, I guess you could say, more intense.
More intense. Yeah, I still have those intense pieces. I do have to write them from time to time because there is this energy in me that is unceasing, and especially living in New York. But I guess maybe this moving to New York changed my music a lot, because when I'm surrounded by this incredibly active environment, then I want to create calmness in that environment. I want to create some repose. But when I was living in Lithuania, when it was all quiet and beautiful and very low stress, then you want energy, you want movement, you want momentum, you want driving force. And therefore, my pieces were called like Attention, High Tension, Driving Force. Yeah. You know, the titles are very different even.
Interesting, very interesting. Well, let's go now to a recent work of yours, Chiaroscuro Trilogy, which is actually for piano and string orchestra.
Yes.
Now, this was written when, in 2016 or
17?
17.
2017, yeah. It was a commission from Gaida Festival. And the history of this piece was interesting because some years ago in New York, I met pianist, Lithuanian pianist Gabrielius Alekna, who studied here at Juilliard and got PhD from Juilliard. I think it's first Lithuanian who has done that. So we are very proud of him. He's a wonderful pianist. And he kept asking me to write him a piece. And I said, okay, I can write you a piece, but what kind of piece? What, you know, we still have to have a commission. We have to find a venue or how to, some kind of focus. So it took us maybe, I would say, 5 years or 6 years to get it done. And then finally, Gaida Festival commissioned and Gabrielius Alekna performed it. And maybe it wasn't the traditional piano concerto that he envisioned, but nonetheless, it was a piece for piano and string orchestra. And it's quite an extensive piece, I would say.
I remember hearing the beginning of this, and I basically wanted to hear the whole thing. I got involved listening once I started.
Yeah, it takes you in, although slowly. The beginning is slow.
Yeah, but that's fine. I like, can slow down too, even in Princeton.
Yeah.
Especially driving, traffic and all that.
Yeah, that's the idea in my current pieces. At the beginning of each piece, I give a little bit of time for the listener to sort of slow down and tune in, settle down. Yeah. So I don't start right away with the immediately kind of engaging them into something very exciting or with some kind of energy.
Right.
But I give time to breathe, to relax. I mean, because we all come from, most of the time we come from stressful lifestyles.
Yeah,
I mean, whether we come to concert or we maybe are driving in a car, basically, we are driving from one stressful event to another.
that it is.
So we need some kind of repose, and I guess this piece provides that. And it it has three sections, and they sort of it's a journey from darkness to light, which is a kind of general thing to say about every piece of music, right?
Yeah.
Especially like Mozart also has a lot of that in his piano concertos. So the first part is called Tunnel, and it's about this darkness and being in the darkness and gradually coming to the seeing the light at the end of the tunnel and then going towards it. So it's a slow movement.
Yeah.
Then second part is Meteors. It's like watching night sky with the shooting stars, and you hear those glissandos in the string instruments that kind of illustrating that. Mm-hmm. And then part three is Darkness of Light, which is a mysterious title, and it has some personal connotations, which it has something to do with my mother's health at that time, which wasn't good. And then I still wanted to see the situation as being as leading to light, but I saw the darkness present in it. So, and it was connected to her eyesight, so therefore the metaphor of light and dark.
Who were our performers?
Performers in this case are Gabrielius Alekna, piano. It's a Lithuanian pianist who lives in New York. And then Lithuanian Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Roberta Shervenikas.
Well, we listen now to my music by my guest, Jibwokla Martinaitita. We listen to her Chiaroscuro trilogy.
Thank you.
You were just listening to Chiaroscuro Trilogy for piano and string orchestra by my guest, Gibloque Martinetita. The work was written in 2017, and that little pause of, about, I guess, 10 seconds was not written in the music, but that's the fun and excitement of live radio. You just never know. Well, Gibloque, who are our artists?
So it was performed by Gabrielius Alekna on piano and Lithuanian Chamber Orchestra conducted by Robertas Šervenikas.
Very good. Well, we're going to hear a choral piece, actually something that's not been released, but hopefully at some time it will be. But before we do, why don't you just share with us just a little bit about some things you enjoy doing when you're not doing music all the time?
Well, most of my life is music, and I think we as artists, what we do is we transform everything, every life event into music. So whether you are composing or whether you are not composing, whether you're walking in a park, it's still a musical composition of some kind.
Yeah.
So therefore, I say that I always compose, although a lot of time I don't. And I enjoy hiking.
Right.
I really like being outdoors and being in the nature, especially near water.
Mm-hmm.
I love swimming, that I do a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you didn't even want to answer the question.
Yeah. And then also, well, another important part of my life mm-hmm. is I meditate. I've been practicing Buddhism for many years.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
So that, I guess, if that could be called a hobby, which is way more than a hobby,
yeah.
But it's just a very essential part of my life.
Very good. Well, we are going to hear a brand new choral work of yours. Why don't you just take over and tell us about it?
Yes, this piece called Chant de Voyelles was written in 2018, and it was commissioned by Volti in San Francisco and their conductor, Robert Geary. So we had a relationship with a group which you previously heard them perform my piece, The Blue of Distance. And they performed it not a few times and also recorded it. And we sort of established this very nice relationship. And then when they commissioned me to write a new piece, I was so excited and I didn't know how to go about it. And I was looking for a text for the piece for the longest time and could not decide whether I should use Lithuanian or English or whatever language, whatever else I could come up with. And then I was thinking, well, if I struggle so much finding the text, why do I struggle with the text? I could just go back to the vowels or consonants, which I did in my previous choral piece. Although I didn't want to do the same thing, and I guess I succeeded in treating those vowels a little bit differently. Because in the first piece, I was using them as a singular vowels, and here I was connecting a sequence of vowels. So let's say it's not just single a or o or u, but it goes like a, o, and so on. So it's by connecting those vowels and creating a specific sequence of them, you get a certain overtones that you start hearing that are not in the note, but they start to appear. So I was playing with that a lot. And the name of the piece, Chant de Voyelles, I would translate as incantation of vowels.
Uh-huh.
And singing vowels in this prolonged, elongated form was actually very important in many spiritual traditions of the world. So Egyptians were doing it, Tibetans were doing it, and everybody was doing it in different ways. And I thought there must be something there. Why do people just pronounce those vowels? And some traditions were ascribing healing power to those vowels. And of course, I didn't go into the vowels that specifically, but mm-hmm. I thought I would experiment with, as I said, sequencing them in a particular way to achieve. I was more interested in the sound itself than in whatever power it mm-hmm. might have, the vowels. Yeah, so.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Once again, this is music by my guest, Gibloque Martinetita. And this is, like we talked about, a brand new piece, 2018.
Yeah, it was performed in May of 2018 in San Francisco.
Well, let's hear this music right now.
Thank you. We just heard Chant de Voyelles performed by Volti San Francisco with conductor Robert Geary.
Well, thank you very much. Again, you did a beautiful job on that.
Thank you.
You know, it's fun. And, you know, I want to first of all thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Marvin, for inviting me to this show. Throughout these years that I've known you, I mean, not personally, but virtually, I would say, you've been championing contemporary music and especially women composers. So maybe you could be in a role of a guest and now answer some questions and tell us about the show, about classical discoveries.
Well, I mean, the show began very briefly back in 1997. And actually what's interesting is that when it began, it was predominantly contemporary music and more, I guess you could say, music that you didn't hear on the radio. But I wasn't brave at that point yet to do just that, you know, and I do have little sections of early music kind of which give it a good mix. But what happened is that I didn't have, I guess, the guts at the beginning to play just that. And I was putting in some of the more traditional things, mixing it. And what happened is that I was getting so many so many questions about the stuff I was playing, the unusual stuff. So a couple of months later, I just decided this is what it's going to be. It's going to be a focus on contemporary music and a lot of music of the 21st century. It couldn't start that way because we weren't even in the 21st century yet.
Yeah.
But it's been an exciting ride. And again, I couldn't do it, I don't think, a show like this on another station. It's just been amazing. It's been it's so much fun. And I tell you, I wouldn't give it up for the world.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing it. I mean, composers and audiences as well are very grateful to you, I think, for new discoveries the time.
And thank you so much for coming. And we're going to sign off now with the final two sections of In Search of Lost Beauty. We heard some of this earlier. This is on Starkland. And I just want to remind you that the MP3 audio sound files for today's program will be posted on my website by this evening. My website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. Thank you so much for joining me, and Jabwokla, thank you once again for coming.
Thank you, Marvin.